Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah, now Billy Mitchell's got a great message he preaches right through here on butting heads with God. That never works out. But you can notice how that Jonah and the Lord butt heads down through here. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. And then the mariners were afraid, cried every man to his God, cast forth the wares that were in the sea, in the ship to the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship and lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. So be that God will think upon us that we perish not. Now, let me just say this in case I forget it. It certainly is never a good thing when people go to trying to find God by committee. You see, these mariners, they all called on their God, and when that didn't work out, they went and got Jonah and said, If you've got a God, you call on him. That never works out so great. The Bible said in verse number 7, and they said everyone to his fellow, Come, let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then they said unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And whence cometh thou? What is thy country? And what art thou people? He said unto them, I'm a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? That's what I want to ask today. Why did he do it? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea might be calm unto us? For the sea roared and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm to you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea wrought was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life. Lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it has pleased thee. So they took up Jonah, cast him into the sea. The sea ceased to rage. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. And Jonah prayed. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell. Cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hadst cast me into the depth and midst of the sea, and the floods compassed me about, and the billows and the waves passed over me. Then I said, I'm cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depths closed round about me. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains, and the earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came unto me into thine holy temple. Now I want you to note verse 8. They that observe lying vanities forsake of their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the great voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Let's pray together. Father, help us, Lord, this morning. God, I believe that you've directed our heart to this thought for this day and in this hour. And I believe that you've brought somebody into the church house this morning that needs the message today. God, I pray that you'd just still work, and Lord, that you'd move. Have your will and way. And for all that you do, we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to talk to you just a little while about Jonah. I preached on Jonah and his anger last week, and I preached on it again this morning on the radio, where God asked Jonah a question. And the question that God asked Jonah was, "Doest thou well to be angry?" Now we find the mariners that are on the ship, that is the men that were sailors, they're asking Jonah a question. "Why hast thou done this?" When they find out that he's a Hebrew and that he serves God and that he's on the ship, and now the ship's in a terrible mess, he asks Jonah the question, why did you do it, Jonah? Why did you run? Why are you running away from God? Why didn't you just do what God said to do in the first place? We were talking out back this morning about folks that backslide, get away from God, and why they do that. I wasn't real sure exactly. I got 2 or 3 messages going, and I wasn't real sure exactly which one I was supposed to preach this morning until we had that conversation out there this morning. God just put the explanation point on it. We talk about people that backslide, run away from God. Now, there's some of those that are real obvious. They quit church. They shack up. They get drunk. Well, that's obvious. They're running from God. I believe there's a lot of people that run from God that sit right on church pews. Right, right. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, they're right on the church pew, but they're away from God. You can backslide right from the pew of the church house. But why? Why do it? We were talking about it in the back this morning. We were talking about different people that have gotten themselves in a mess in life. And there's so many times that I look at people and scratch my head and go, why are they doing that? They don't have better sense than to do what they're... What is the matter with them? Well, when we look at Jonah, wouldn't you ask yourself that question? Why did Jonah run? Why did he run? Why did he decide, I ain't going to do what God wants me to do. Forget that. I'm out of here. Well, I believe the answer's in the Bible. And I never had seen it until a couple of weeks ago. Never had seen it. Never had really thought about it. I hadn't thought about why Jonah run, but it was the very first question that them mariners wanted to know. Why hast thou done this? Why are you running, Jonah? Well, look with me, if you will. Right here, that we read the verse, I told you to note it. Chapter number 2, verse number 8. They that observe lying vanities for their lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Now that's a strange thing for Jonah to say. He's in the middle of a prayer. He's praying, God, please get me out of this mess. He's in the middle of a whale and upside down and seaweed around his head. He's praying, God, please get me out. And right in the middle of it, he says, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Why in the world did Jonah say that? It don't even, you read the rest of it, it don't even fit in with the rest. Well, all I know is that Jonah must have observed some lying vanities. I'm just let the scripture say what it says. I believe that somebody had lied to Jonah about running from God. And I believe that somebody might have been Jonah himself. Because there's sometimes we tell ourselves lies. And we've done it our entire life. Stand on the edge of a cold pool, spring break. This ain't going to be that bad. This won't be that bad. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Ain't gonna be that bad. Huh? Jumping in at any time during the year at Carolina Hemlocks. It ain't gonna be that bad. I can do it. I can do this. Blind ourselves, hyping ourselves up. And I believe that either somebody had told Jonah some lies about running from the Lord, or Jonah had told himself some lies, but either way, when he got down in the fish's belly, he said, "Whoa, my goodness, lying vanity. We shouldn't do that. I'm going to preach this morning, if the Lord will help us, on five lies that a backslider will believe. There's five lies that I believe backsliders believe. And I want to expose them this morning. Now, if you decide to run from God, whether you do it on a church pew or you do it in a bar room, once you make up your mind to run from God, if you're saved, there's something that'll always happen. Number one, you'll always find a ship. That is, you'll always find a vehicle to run in. The devil sees to that. You make up your mind today, I'm going to kick out on God. Hey, God's got another church. God's got another group of friends. God's got more different people to talk. Or the devil does. The devil's got another church. The devil's got a different group of friends. The devil's got other people to talk to. You hearing what I'm saying? If you kick out on God, the devil's always got a vehicle for you to run in. Always. You say, I'm just going to go a different direction. The devil says, hop on in. Different directions, the way I'm headed. There's always a ship. But did you know there's always also a storm? You never run away from God and get by with it. No. Ain't nobody ever done that. Everybody that's ever been saved and tried to backslide and run away from God has always ended up in a mess. And that's the grace of God that you do. Amen. I was reading a quote this week. I believe it's Adrian Rogers. He said, when the Bible says thou shalt not, what God's really saying is, don't hurt yourself. That's what thou shalt not means. Don't hurt yourself. God says thou shalt not to try to help us to not hurt ourselves, because those things that God says thou shalt not, if we do them, we'll hurt ourselves. But we'll run from that, and the devil always sees to it that there is an opportunity. But then there's a storm that comes, and when the storm comes, God's just trying to get us back where we need to be. It's actually the grace of God that the storm hit. It was the grace of God. There's a whale there. God's grace was working in Jonah's life. When you run from God, you'll always affect others. You say, it won't bother anybody but me if I get out of God's will and backslide. Tell that to these mariners. Their ship's about to break loose. Jonah could have strolled up on deck with, y'all ain't involved, this is my storm. They'd have said, hey, listen here, pal. It may feel like we ain't involved, but guess what? We are. Mamas and daddies backsliding youngins' lives turn upside down. I've had parents tell me it's nobody's problem but my own. How about them youngins? I've had them look at me and tell me. I'd say, you know you're doing wrong. And they'll say, yeah, but I ain't hurting nobody but myself. I have heard that come out of their mouth. I ain't hurting nobody but myself. Wrong answer. Your youngins are playing a price. There's always somebody else involved. Always somebody else that gets caught up in your mess. Always somebody else that gets drawn in to your storm. You know what the stupidest thing about Jonah running was? Was that he was running from this. Get this. He was running from love and mercy, and running toward hate and judgment. You know what God does? God said, I love you, Jonah. Come here, I'm going to send you, and we're going to work a great revival. I'm going to have mercy on you, Jonah. Jonah said, I'm out here. And he ran right into a situation where those sailors, they were angry with Jonah, and they judged Jonah. He wasn't no better off. He was worse off because he ran. But why? Five lies. Are you with me? I believe we can apply these to our life today. Number